David turned, and his wrists hurt. Startled, he half woke, his eyes opening and drifting over the room. She was standing at the stove just a few feet away, olive fatigues tight around her slim hips, flaring fuller around her thighs. She wore a sweater the color of rust shot through with luminous strands of orange, and over this a man's green and black plaid flannel shirt. She had cut the fingertips from her gloves, and she moved around the stove with deft efficiency, poking at some eggs in the frying pan. It had grown dark outside. He had slept a long time, and candles were strewn around the room. Yellow light softened everything. The delicate paper scenes stirred softly. Grease spattered, and the girl's hand flew up. He lay still for several minutes, watching her, every detail vivid. The black stove handles his mother had scrubbed, and this girl's bitten nails, and the flicker of candles in the window. She reached to the shelf above the stove for salt and pepper, and he was struck by the way light traveled across her skin, her hair, as she moved in and out of shadow, by the fluid nature of everything she did. He had left his camera in the hotel safe. He tried to sit up then, but was stopped again by his wrists. Puzzled, he turned his head. A filmy red chiffon scarf tied him to one bedpost, the strings from a mop to the other. She noticed his movement and turned, tapping her palm lightly with a wooden spoon.
"My boyfriend's coming back any minute now," she announced.
David let his head fall back heavily on the pillow. She was slight, no older and perhaps even younger than Paul, out here in this abandoned house. Shacking up, he thought, wondering about the boyfriend, realizing for the first time that maybe he ought to be afraid.
"What's your name?" he asked.
"Rosemary,"
she said, and then looked worried.
"You can believe that or not," she added.
"Rosemary," he said, thinking of the piney bush Nora had planted in a sunny spot,
its wands of fragrant needles.
"I wonder if you would be good enough to untie me."
"No."
Her voice was swift and bright.
"No way."
"I'm thirsty," he said.
She looked at him for a moment. Her eyes were warm, sherry-tinted brown, wary. Then she went outside, releasing a wedge of cold air into the room, setting all the paper cuttings fluttering. She came back with a metal cup of water from the stream.
"Thanks," he said, "but I can't drink this lying down."
She attended to the stove for a minute, turning the sputtering eggs, then rummaged through a drawer, coming up with a plastic straw from some fast food place, dirty at one end, which she thrust into the metal cup.
"I suppose you'll use it," she said, "if you're thirsty enough."
He turned his head and sipped, too thirsty to do more than note the taste of dust in the water.